Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. We're going to start with Dallas, America's team, baby. Dallas traded away a fourth round pick for Jonathan Mingo. If you are a Dallas fan, I am assuming you have seen how badly the Cowboys got roasted for this trade. This is an absolute, you have to be kidding me trade. You have to be kidding me, Dallas. What are y'all doing? KC got Nuke Hopkins for a conditional fifth that might end up being a fourth. So let's say it ends up being a fourth. Kansas City got Nuke Hopkins. Dallas got Jonathan Mingo. Baltimore got Deontay Johnson for a fifth. Okay? Jonathan Mingo for a fourth. Deontay Johnson, Nuke Hopkins, these guys are Pro Bowlers. Jonathan Mingo is a year away from not playing in the NFL. Are you kidding me? Dallas, this is at best a sixth round pick that you're sending. You sent a fourth? You've got to be kidding me. And not only that, I don't understand what value this trade brings to your current roster construction. Right now, you've got CeeDee Lamb, who is the best slot receiver in the game. I guess Amon-Ra St. Brown would have something to say about that. But CeeDee Lamb plays primarily in the slot, and he plays a lot of chunk of his reps as an outside wide receiver too. But that being said, this offense really doesn't work unless you find an X receiver, right? You've got Brandon Cooks, who is an older player, was on IR. And when he comes back, how much effectiveness will he have? I don't know. Now, Jalen Tolbert he's more of a flanker. He's more of a flanker outside receiver. They needed an X receiver. And this is a market that had a couple of guys, I think, that were out there that could have, you know, made a lot of sense for Dallas. I mean, shoot, this is my thing. If Baltimore got Deontay Johnson for a fourth round pick, why couldn't have Dallas have sent that fourth round pick and made it a little bit, maybe a little bit more enticing to go get Deontay Johnson? I don't know. You throw in a fifth, maybe a fourth. How about a fourth and a sixth? You throw that in there. How does Dallas not get Deontay Johnson? I'm just so confused, man. I don't understand it at all. And again, Mingo is not an outside X receiver. He played 60-40 as an outside receiver last year. And Canales saw this and said, dude, this guy can't play outside, man. We got to go draft Xavier Legette. Okay, we got to go bring in Deontay Johnson. All right, we're going to shoot. We're going to bring in David Moore to play outside for Carolina. All right. Jonathan Mingo has played 50-50 inside outside this year. So is there some hope either as an inside player or as an outside player? Let me break down some of these numbers. Okay. As an inside player, As an inside-only player, Jonathan Mingo, 10 targets, 7 grabs, 50 yards, and an interception on those 10 targets. Out of 77 qualified wide receivers, he ranked 67th in EPA per target. Okay, maybe you don't believe in EPA. Okay, that's fine. All right, 63rd out of 77 in catch rate over expected. A 70% catch rate is okay, but he still had some drops. He still did not make plays on a good chunk of change. 63rd in catch rate over expected. He should have caught about 80% of those footballs. Instead, he caught 70%. And maybe you're saying, ah, well, that's one ball. That's fine. That's fine. It could go either way. Sure, 100%. But what about as an outside player? 14 targets, 5 grabs, 71 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Dude, 5 catches on 14 targets? That's a 35.7% catch rate. That was abysmal. That is horrible. That's awful. Out of 94 qualified wide receivers, that catch rate ranked 90th. 90th out of 94. 81st out of 94 in terms of EPA per target. So when you're looking at some of these rate stats here for Jonathan Mingo, none of it is good. None of it, right? And again, I don't think he is really suited to play an outside X receiver. He struggles against man cover. He struggles against press coverage. He's not that guy. Dallas needed an outside receiver, and really they got a project inside receiver. How does this help this team win this year? Help me make it make sense. I don't understand. At best, he's a project inside wide receiver that maybe you're gearing up for next year. Maybe. I don't know, man. That is, what a bizarre trade from Dallas. First of all, to give up a fourth for a guy that could legitimately be out of the league next year, or certainly in 2 years, right? And then on top of that, he doesn't even fill a need. I'm so confused, man. I'm so confused. Anyways, the Steelers traded for Mike Williams to play outside opposite of George Pickens. They traded away a fifth rounder. Again, let me reiterate. They traded away a fifth round pick for Mike Williams. Shoot, Mike Williams. My God, Mike Williams would have been a much better fit for Dallas than Jonathan Mingo. That's what's crazy. And they could have gave away less. I mean, shoot, if you're going to overpay, at least overpay for Mike Williams. That's unreal. He has not had a good year. I get that. But certainly, I think you can blame injury recovery for a big chunk of that. And obviously, team dysfunction goes a long way as well. Right? But he's getting healthier. I think he's looked a little bit better over the last couple of games here. Maybe that injury recovery part is now behind him, and now he's ready to go. Man, that is tough. When you've got Mike Williams out there that got traded for a fifth rounder, and you go and bring in Jonathan Mingo, man, what is Dallas doing? That is crazy to me.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.